How does a new fiction writer with a full-time job build a platform, brand, following, and income from her writing? The options, opinions, and advice are overwhelming. Join Shoshana Simpson, that's me, as I learn how to navigate the writing world to become a thriving writerpreneur. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the highlights, lowlights, and everything in between to give you a real-time view of what it takes to be a profitable writer. Welcome to the Writing in Color Podcast. Hey there, writer friends. Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. And all the holidays ever. Just happy everything. Whatever you celebrate, I do hope you are enjoying this time and spending it with people you love and who love you. This episode, I'm sharing the story of the Nutcracker that I told at a Stanford Chamber of Commerce holiday party 2 years ago. I had so much fun researching this story. I know, right? Totally nerded out. I went to the library and I took out every story they had, every Nutcracker story they had in the children's library. And I read them all. And I ended up checking out 3 books with the versions that I enjoyed. Then I went on the internet and looked up the original story, which is quite creepy and bloody and just not for children at all. I took all the versions and then I wrote my own story and decided to tell it as if it were coming from me, as if I were retelling the story from my childhood. And I think it came out pretty good for my first and so far only time telling a traditional story. Please forgive the sound of the audio as it was recorded in front of a live studio audience. You'll notice that in the beginning there is some talking because no one seemed to care at the beginning when I was telling the story. But as it goes on, you'll notice that the audience gets quieter and then they're listening and then I've got them. Without further ado, I present to you the Nutcracker.
Shoshana Simpson, who is going to do a storytelling for us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. So tonight I'm going to tell you the story of the Nutcracker. So are we all ready?
Ready.
All right. So picture it. Christmas Eve, 1990. I'm 12 and my brother is 6. And we're sitting at the top of my mother's stairs with our feet dangling in between the banister rails. We're waiting for the clock to strike exactly 8 p.m. before we can go downstairs to open our one Christmas gift. At 7:59, we line up and we're ready to run down the stairs. 5, 4, 3, my brother takes off, he has no patience. And I run, yet wait for me! And I push him out the way, trying to get down the stairs first, and one of us slips and tumbles down the stairs, taking the other one with us.
Which one?
Not gonna tell. Okay. And we hit the ground with a thud. Pritchard and Shauna, my mother yells. We pause. She doesn't like noise. Yes, we answer. Come here, she says. We get up, dust off our achiness that nothing but a present can't heal, and walk, half run, to the living room. And when we turn the corner, there is a huge Christmas tree. It has green, red, and gold ball ornaments all around it, silver tinsel spread around. And also it had colored lights that flipped to deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. See, you know it. And the presents all around the tree make it look like we stumbled upon the most beautiful treasure. Our mother, knowing us well, grabbed both our hands and said, wait, you only get to pick one.
Oh no.
We said, oh, Mom! And she said, you know what, keep it up. I'll send you upstairs and you won't get anything. Oh. We quit our whining because we know our mother to be a woman of her word. So we start circling the Christmas tree. This is serious business because we only get to pick one. So just like Indiana Jones, we have to choose wisely. My eyes land on a gold box with a bright green ribbon that has a card that says, to Shauna from Dad. I tear into it, all excited. And when I look at it, I think, is this gift supposed to be for Richard? Because what I have before me is it's a soldier, a wooden soldier. And it has a black cap,
green jacket with gold buttons, white pants, and black boots. I mean, I wanted a doll, but I was expecting something with long, flowy hair and feet I could chew on. Donuts, it was a phase I was going through. Not wanting to see ungrateful, I turned to my grandfather and said, "Thanks, Dada, I love it." He looked at me and smiled because he knew full well I did not like that gift. Instead, he picked up a walnut and he put it in the doll's mouth and shut it closed. Oh, cool! A nut came out. This gift wasn't so bad. My grandfather said, "Shauna, this little nutcracker is for you, but I expect you to share it with your brother." "Yeah," I said, lying through my teeth because I had no intention of sharing it. The doll was mine. It had my name on it. My brother, hearing himself being referred to, came around the corner, looked at the doll and said, "Oh, that's ugly." But it didn't stop him from grabbing it out of my hand and taking a handful of nuts, shoving it in his mouth and closing it. I looked as teeth and nuts fell out of the doll's mouth and onto the floor. "You broke it!" I screamed. I took it out and I tried to hit him with it, but I missed, unfortunately. Sitting by the Christmas tree now with my nutcracker that's broken, tears going down my face, my grandfather came to me and he said, "You know what, Shauna? It's okay. I can fix it. I promise. It'll be good as new." "Okay," I answered. Moments later, my mother came into the room. She said, "It's time for all the good girls and all the good boys to go to bed." And after battling with my brother for a while and threatening him with a brush, he decided it was a good time for him to go to bed. I sat by the Christmas tree and waited for my mother to come and threaten me because sometimes I needed a little motivation. I couldn't have been sitting there for long when I decided to close my eyes just to make sure there were no holes in them. And when I opened them back up, everything looked strange. The Christmas tree, it was huge before, but now it was ginormous. And the presents, they looked 7 stories high. I was trying to wrap my mind around what was happening when I turned and I saw a rat. It was gray and it had 7 heads. And then mice came and surrounded it. And they're all looking in my direction. I started looking around to see how I can escape. So I pushed a doll chair up against a toy box and I climbed on top of the toy box. I looked over the side saying, "Ha ha 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 ha." But my victory was short-lived because the mice came climbing up the toy box. I started kicking and flailing and doing my arms, and then I heard a crack. Oh my God. I had broken the glass top of my mother's toy box.
Oh.
Yes, she was going to kill me because earlier that day I had already broken the wine glasses. And she said if I broke one more thing, me and her were gonna have problems. The glass shattering to the floor scared the mice, so they ran scurrying back to their holes. And I was about to do my victory dance because if Shauna won, most mice none. But it was short-lived again because I heard all this noise, people shouting. I looked over the other side of the toy box and I noticed that there were puppets and dolls. They were running around. And my nutcracker that wasn't doing anything before jumped up and yelled, "Soldiers, to me, to me!" I was confused. And the mice, responding to the nutcracker's call, started coming out and arming themselves. So we have the toy army and we have the mouse army. And they're battling. The toy army, they're shooting cannons of sugar plums and cheese balls. And the mice have tiny bows and arrows and muskets that were cute if it wasn't so terrifying. But no matter how much the toy army fought, the mice just kept overpowering them. They kept with more and more and more. And the toy army got smaller and smaller and smaller. The mouse king came out and started fighting the nutcracker, my nutcracker, which I wasn't sharing with anyone. I started to get afraid. I wanted to help, but I had no weapons. And then I remembered what I saw my mother do. So I took off my slipper and I threw it as hard and fast as I could. And it hit the bottom of the mouse. And all 7 heads turned to look at me. And I could tell by the look on their faces, they didn't like that too much. But it was enough of a distraction that the nutcracker could deal the final blow. And with the mouse king gone, the mice were now retreating to their holes. The toy army were excited. They started running and chasing, saying, "Yeah, take that, cowards!" I got excited. I started running and chasing them too. "Yeah, you cowards, take that, don't come back!" And in my excitement, I ran and I tripped over a sugar cane. And I hit my head. And the next thing I know, I heard my mother calling me, "Shauna, Shauna, it's time to get up, it's Christmas." I opened my eyes and I was in my bed, surrounded by strawberry shortcake sheets. And a little nutcracker was laying next to me. I looked at my mom and said, Mom, you're never gonna believe what just happened. There was a mouse army and a toy army and they were fighting. I said, Shauna, you were dreaming. You were sleeping by the Christmas tree and I brought you up here and you've been in the bed the entire time. I stopped, I thought about it. I said, no, you don't understand. There was a mouse and then I took my slipper and I threw it. I said, Shauna, enough. I don't want to hear anymore. Get yourself together, and we're going to go downstairs and open these presents. What do you do with that? So I went downstairs to open the gifts, and I continued to try to tell my mother what happened. To this day, I continue to try to tell my mother what happened. But she doesn't believe me. She thinks I completely made it up. Like, what kid is going to make up a story about a mouse army and a toy army fighting? She might have a point. But you believe me. Don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And that is the end of my story.
I want to thank you all so much for being part of the Writing in Color podcast journey. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day to listen to my podcast every week and for sharing it and commenting and responding back to me. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to us continuing on our writerpreneur journey together. So thank you so much. Happy holidays, and I'll talk to you next year. Thank you for listening. If you want to comment on this episode, please visit writingincolorpodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you love this podcast and want it to continue, you can now support the show with a small monthly donation. For a penny less than a dollar every month, your generous contribution will go towards improving the podcast and production. I know you're thinking, how could it get any better than this? I know, right? I got plans. Any amount you decide is much appreciated. You can cancel anytime. The link to support is in the show notes. Let's stay connected. You can tweet me at Shoshana or stalk me on Instagram at Shoshana Writes. If you want to know when I publish new stories or perform my next story, subscribe to my newsletter at ShoshanaWrites.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, stay creative and keep writing.